Welcome to the Cool Kids Reader Seaters podcast. For this week's episode, we had the opportunity to produce a comedy play by Sean Grinnan entitled Couples. Our cast features director Brent Sigmund, Dr. Sharon, Katie Sigmund, Nevin, Larry Dival, Barbara, Lisa Dival, Sally, Alicia Willard, Faith, Brittany Lamb, Cynthia, Casey Butler, Tom, Andrew Lebo, and I'm Sean Marshbank's sound and podcast producer. This week's episode is special because we had the permission to record the Zoom video call and turn this script into something everyone can watch, not just listen. Please head over to our performance page on Facebook to view the show. The website is www.facebook.com/thecoolkidsjc. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy Couples.
All right, then, is anyone here yet? This is Dr. Mercer, Couples Counseling. Anyone? Okay, we'll just give everyone a few minutes. Maybe I should do some vocal warm-ups while I wait. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. What a to-do to die today at a minute or two to two, a distinctly hard thing to say. Mama la papa la mama la papa la mama la papa la mama la papa la Peggy Babcock, Peggy Babcock, Peggy Babcock. I carried the married character over the barrier. I carried the married character over the barrier. Hey!
A fragilistic expialidocious.
Who's that?
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. Hi, Doc. It's me, Nevin. Nevin and Barbara, thanks for the show. I really love this Mary's therapy stuff.
I wish you had said something.
I thought you were having a seizure.
I'm fine.
Well, seriously, go on. I don't want to rain on your harsh, your mellow.
Nevin, is Barbara here?
Ah, she texted, said she's running a little late. Chicks, huh?
What?
Hi, it's me, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
It's me, Sally. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I don't know if you can hear me. Let's see.
Turn up the volume.
Sally?
I'm going to try to turn up the volume. How's that?
Oh, God, mother of God.
Too much. Let's strike a balance, Sally.
Oh, am I bleeding?
How's that?
Better. Better. Is Faith coming?
I think so. She's not here?
People are showing up slowly.
I'm here. Where's the asshole?
Oh, hi, Bunny Pants.
Oh, you're here. A promise kept. That's one in a row.
Is Faith here?
Faith is in the house.
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
We're waiting on one more couple, the Hardys, Thomas and Cynthia.
I'm here.
Oh, great. One of the Wonder Twins.
Excuse me?
Oh, come on. Gosh, is Tom going to be late again? What a surprise.
He said he'd be right here. He texted. He's just finishing up a phone call.
Right. Priorities.
Okay. Let's settle down. Thomas can join us in progress. Again, I want to thank you all for doing this remotely. I do sessions this way as I've found that not being physically present can be helpful. Meeting virtually can prove less emotionally charging and leads to greater frankness. Now, just a reminder, again, if you talk
over each other, the mics cut out. It's kind of like our feelings. If we don't listen, our partners shut down. And even though this is our fourth month together, let's reiterate. You may comment on what you hear respectfully. The idea is to see yourself in others and to share solutions that you've found. However, if you want the floor, try raising your hand. If you like something that someone says, but you don't want to interrupt, you can do this. This is what the deaf do at theater instead of applauding.
What if we don't like what the person says?
Well, make some other kind of gesture to get our attention.
I've got a few that might work.
Okay. Okay. Now, last time we were talking about, well, who would like to start? I know, even though you're all on trial separations living apart, last time we agreed that you'd try a nice date together. Maybe have a chance to rediscover each other a bit? Sally, I'd like to go around and hear how the date went. So, Sally, can you please tell the group how your date with Faith went?
Great.
We went bowling. Lesbian enough for you?
And how was that?
I won the beer frame.
Can you tell us a little more about it?
Okay, yeah. We got dressed up. We had a glass of wine before we left. Then we had dinner at our favorite Thai place. I had the Penang curry. Then we went bowling. I won. Crushed her. Whoopee!
You didn't like the date?
It was fine.
Sally, was it fine?
Sure. Why not?
Faith? Do you want to share something with the group?
The whole date, she kept texting the babysitter and checking on the kids. Then her mother called about nothing. Then our insurance guy needed to ask a question that could have waited. Finally, her boss needed a file. So yeah, not exactly hardcore porn.
Fair enough. What would you say was missing?
A pulse.
Hmm. Sally, your thoughts?
I am the primary breadwinner in our home.
Here we go.
I'm sorry I have responsibilities. I'm sorry I worry about the kids. I'm sorry I have a boss without borders. I'm sorry. We're different than we were. Our lives have changed. We both wanted that change, and now, surprise, gosh, it's not the same.
Faith?
Pass. Go to someone else.
Faith.
Pass.
Okay. Barbara, did you do the date assignment?
Oh, we did.
And did you have fun?
Fun? Oh, I don't know. Fun. Oh, okay. He picks me up and informs me that since we've separated, he has become vegan. Vegan. Fine. Okay. Who cares? I'm talking. So we went to a vegan restaurant. Fine. Lots to eat there. No big deal. Foolishly, I thought that we were going to spend time getting reacquainted. Perhaps flirting. I would have settled for just listening to each other. You know, I remember our first date like it was yesterday. We were poor kids, but he bought me a dozen iris. Beautiful. He must have sold his blood for that money. I'll never forget that. And that, well, was then. On this date, I got something just as good. You know what I got? I got a 2-hour lecture on how the meat and dairy industry are ruining the planet and our lives. It was such a turn-on. When he told me how much methane cows put into the atmosphere, I wanted to tear his clothes off. A thrilling evening, really. You have to agree with me, Doctor?
I think that Nevin would like to speak. Nevin?
Yeah, dude. You know, that's not how it was. Yeah, I did casually mention that I had become a vegan, you know, just in passing. And yeah, we did go to a vegan restaurant, which was very, very nice. But and I may have dropped in a few details about how meat is, I don't know, murder. But I, you know, there were other things that we talked about.
Go on.
Well, I told her that she looked nice. That's not a terrible thing, is it? I told her I missed her. And we met up with some of our friends of mine, and we went to listen to music.
Barbara?
Oh, okay, stop. When he says we met some new friends of his, he should be clearer. These friends are new, as in brand new people. They could be our grandchildren. And the music we went to hear was an hour and a half of screaming with some yelling and pushing mixed in. Ugh. You know, for the slow dances.
Dude, that was good band.
Their name is Chemotherapy.
Dude, that name is ironic.
Their name is accurate, and stop saying dude. You're the senior partner in your law firm. Senior partners are not allowed to say dude. Doctor, you agree with me, right?
Oh, sure. Chicks stick together, don't they?
Barbara, Nevin, let's take a breath. And please, there are no sides here at group, and I'm not the umpire. I'm not the commissioner of marriage. The point here is to listen to each other and perhaps benefit from the experiences of others. Now, I'd like to say in the years that I've been doing this, we don't have many couples who come in who divorce this late in life. Usually people who have been together this long have...
Lost the will to live?
No, have worked things out together over the long haul. Have changed, certainly, but grown together. So in your opinion, how do you think after all these years you got here?
Oh, I know exactly how we got here.
Please, go on.
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
You know how they say age is just a number? Well, true. But sometimes that number can hit you like a Mack truck full of flaming cement.
Go on.
6 months ago on Nevin's birthday, we went out for dinner with our friends, Jeff and Naomi. We did all the usual jokes about how many candles were on the cake. It was nice. Pleasant, great conversation. But, well, near the end, Jeff shared with us that he was sick, that he was dying. We were knocked down completely. He's such a great person. Oh, I had to remember to breathe. But Jeff, he seemed all right with it. He said that he'd done the things he wanted to do, had a great marriage, satisfying job, wonderful kids. Of course, he wanted more time, but he had made peace with it. He said goodbye to the people he loved. And that's what he was doing with us. He and his wife held hands. They smiled. They had no regrets. Can you believe that? None. Then they said they hoped they hadn't ruined dinner. Imagine that, apologizing to us. Anyway, we left the restaurant, went for a walk, and ended up down by the river walk. Jeff made a joke about how life was like a river, really, that it just keeps flowing by and stops for no one. And sometimes it's full of garbage. He was just trying to make us laugh. But after that night, Nevin was different.
How different?
He started working out a lot. And I thought, well, okay, good. He's taking care of himself. Yay. But that wasn't all.
What else?
Well, he got that stupid hat.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Older people wearing hip young hats is like bald people wearing $2 toupees. It fools no one, and it makes you look pathetic.
A lot of people wear these.
A lot of people south of 30 wear those. And don't get me started on the tattoos. Ugh, I have no idea what a bald eagle in a cowboy hat on a Harley even means.
Nevin?
It's art. Don't you like art?
Did I mention that this eagle is screaming ride or die?
Barbara, tattooing is a legitimate art form.
It looks like a racing stripe on a walker.
Well, Barbara, I sense that you don't like the way that Nevin is dressing these days.
It's ridiculous. But if that was all, I just make fun of him. I enjoy that. But it's not all. All right, so on our date, remember those new friends of his? That concert with the band that had the charming name? Well, after about a half an hour, the music drove me out. I called a car, but I'd left my rat behind. So about 20 minutes later, we turned around and I went back. There was Nevin with his arm around a young woman who couldn't have been past 25. And it wasn't a friendly thing. He was on the move. I think she thought he was cute. Maybe she has a daddy issue or a granddaddy issue. It was creepy and it was sad. It was like a $2 toupee.
Nevin, do you want to say anything?
Pass.
Please, I think this would be the right time to...
Hey, well, if Faith gets to pass, then I get to pass. Pass.
That round goes to me.
We'll come back to both of you. This is going well. So who's next? Cynthia, any sign of Thomas?
I'm sure he'll be right along. So many people are depending on him at his company. It's a really big responsibility.
Well, then why don't you tell us how your date went?
Oh, it was very nice. Really. We decided to go get coffee, you know, just casual. It's how we met, actually. So it seemed kind of like going back to square one. We both had cappuccinos. We sat for a few minutes. He looked out the window. And then he gave me this. Isn't it nice? He had his assistant Tiffany pick it out, and she has excellent taste. He even had it engraved. Except there was one little mistake, and Tiffany's name ended up on it instead of mine. I love you, Tiffany.
Oh, boy. Wah, wah. May I ask, Cynthia, about how long was your date?
Oh, it was in the middle of the day. So, I don't know, half an hour maybe?
So, he bestows 30 of his precious minutes on you. Gives you jewelry with someone else's name on it. Well played, Tiffany. Bolts out to save his more important than you company. And you say your date was very nice.
I don't think you understand. Tom is a very, very important man. His company is in a huge transition, and a lot of people are depending on him.
Well, Tiffany, for one.
We understand what we have. It may not be the perfect cookie-cutter relationship, but we understand what we have. We both get things from each other.
Okay, so you get jewelry. What does he get?
Okay, we need to slow down here. This kind of critique is not helpful. Now, as we all know, there are two sides to every story. Do we know yet if Tom is going to join us?
I'm sure his call is important. I don't know when, if he'll join us.
Cynthia, I worry that if he can't even make a counseling session, that his priorities are not on his marriage.
There's something else.
Go on.
As you know, he's taken an apartment over near his office.
Tiffany Arms?
Good one.
But his correspondence is still coming to the house. Today, a large envelope came from a law firm. It was addressed to Tom, so I didn't open it. However, I Googled the return address. O'Malley and Driver, attorneys at law. There are very expensive divorce lawyers.
So you think he's filing for divorce?
I didn't open it. I don't really know. And I don't know what to do.
I would suggest that you ask him directly. Don't wait to find out. If he is filing and he won't attend counseling, then you don't have many options. You should also find representation of your own. But for now, there's a lot you don't know. I would give him the opportunity to explain.
Pretty hard when he doesn't come to these meetings.
Well, Faith, it seems like you feel like talking now. You said before that your date with Sally lacked a pulse. Can you say more about that now? Maybe tell Sally how you feel about her? Can you do that?
Hey. Here goes. When we first met...
Please talk to Sally.
Sally, when we first met and started going out, I felt like I was always quietly trembling. It was so exciting, so fresh, so new, and we could hardly keep our hands off of each other. I wanted you, and I was wanted, primally wanted. And it didn't matter where we were. It didn't matter if people stared at us. All the rest of the world spun away. And we were like target locked on each other. And that was all I wanted. Who on earth doesn't want that? It was great. It was crack times meth to the money of power. I was the happiest person in the world. And I loved everyone. And I loved the USA. USA! USA! But then, gradually, one diaper, one oil change, one dirty bathroom, one load of laundry at a time, and it all slipped away. Even kissing goodbye on our way out in the morning got to be what? An obligation. And surprise, surprise, one trip to the bowling alley didn't fix it.
Okay, I can see we've touched a nerve here.
Can I speak to this?
Oh, sure. An old, straight, white guy probably knows exactly how I feel.
Faith, let's be respectful to the group. We might be able to benefit from different experiences than our own. Nevin?
Oh, here we go.
Excuse me. Dr. Mercer?
I think I'm all ears.
Go on, Nevin.
Okay. Now, Faith, all due respect, join the freaking club. Same song, different instrument. It's like that for everybody. We all want to be running in fields and loincloths. We all want to be covered in oil at a luxury sandals location. The promise is that it will be wonderful and spontaneous and forbidden forever. And then we get married, and it's okay. It's totally acceptable. And what fun is that? I too want it to be like that. That first time when we were making out under a streetlight or rubbing together on that bench by the pond, or even that first horrible time that we actually did get to do it. Wow, that was terrible and great. Because we had joined a line of humans that had fought and died and built cities and crushed enemies and touched the face of God for Nookie. And now I'd rather have a good nap. There ain't no more surprises, honey. It's by the numbers most of the time. But
is this going anywhere that I like?
But there are other things. Some things get better. Some things go deeper. And it's still intimate. There's only person in the world that you share that awful, by-the-numbers, crappy, semi-spastic dance with. And there's There's trust.
Until there isn't.
I didn't do anything with Amber.
Because I caught you.
Not true. Forget it.
Look, I know things like that change. I know that. That's life, and I get it. I just don't feel like anyone is even trying. And if we're not trying, what are we doing? Is that all there's going to be? Is it going to get worse? If it is, then I'm out. I can do better than that. We all can do better than that.
Well, I think, Sally, I think we'd all like to hear how you would respond.
Well, there are days, a few, not many, when I wake up in the morning and I have a moment, just a moment of my own. When my eyes are open and no one needs anything from me. No one is screaming or is hungry or is crying or looking at me like I let her down. And I try to make those moments last as long as I can. Last week, I looked at the clock, and I looked at you, and I looked at the ceiling, and I actually had 4.5 minutes before I had to fix something. 4.5 minutes before the kids, who I love, and the breakfasts, and the showers, and the texts, and you blaming me for everything. I felt like I won the lottery. I marked it in my diary. And then it begins. I'm slamming at me and I react like a hockey goalie, and sometimes it's not perfect. So, you don't want all that? You think you could do better? Well, so can I. So can I.
Well, this has been an interesting day. Lots of good things have come out, really. I think that maybe we should take a break now and take some time to regroup.
Hey, it's Tom. What'd I miss?
Apparently, not Tiffany.
What? Oh, please, Cynthia, did you talk to everyone about that little mistake with the jewelry? I don't know why I bother.
Tom, we have to be honest here. I'm glad you came.
I have to take this.
Well... It was great seeing him.
Right. I feel like I just haven't seen enough of him.
What a D-bag.
Stop it. Stop it. He is a wonderful man. You don't even know him. He does great things for people.
You say Stockholm Syndrome?
All right. All right. I was going to suggest a break, but before we do, I want to try an exercise. I'm going to show you some images, and you just respond with the first thing that comes to mind, okay? No wrong answers. Faith?
Choir.
Sally?
Bird?
Barbara?
Two guys med wrestling.
Cynthia?
Sunday brunch.
Okay, and Nevin?
A puppy.
Faith.
Mozart screaming as he dies alone.
Sally?
Taylor Swift eating hot dogs.
Barbara?
A spilled mojito.
Cynthia.
A happy couple playing tennis.
Nevin.
I'm going to go with a puppy again.
Okay, just one more. Faith.
Notre Dame Cathedral on fire.
Sally.
A warm bathtub with a glass of wine nearby.
Barbara.
A box of Pop-Tarts in a python stomach.
Cynthia.
Guest house.
Okay, and Nevin? Oh,
Jeffrey Dahmer in a sundress.
What?
Oh, a puppy. It looks like a puppy.
Okay, that's enough for now. Thank you all for bearing with me. And now I'd like to say something. Marriage is optional. No one has to be married. We all decide to do it. And it's not at all easy. So we have to look honestly at our reasons to be married. There are good reasons and bad reasons. If you got married to fix the other person or to have them fix you or to play out some pattern again and again to be the victim or the victimizer, that won't work. If your marriage was built on flawed reasons and those never change, it won't make it. It never does. If you want to run down every petty complaint all day, every day, you can do that. And it might even feel good. Righteous indignation is like a drug, but it won't save your marriage. But here's what I've seen that works. And it has to be from both people. Surrender. Give yourself. Lose yourself. The other comes first. Make them happy. Surrender. And you will have absolutely everything you want. Everything. If you keep playing to win, if you must win, you will lose. And if you do surrender and your partner loves you, they will meet you. You'll surrender together, absolutely. And then you'll have everything. Now, if they don't meet you, then maybe you're married to someone for the wrong reasons. And then you have to save yourself. So on that note, I'd like us all to meet again in 1 month. And I have another assignment for you all. Yes, Nevin?
Doc, I think we saw how well that last assignment went. Pretty much a universal fail. Don't you agree? I mean, what's next? Write each other poems? Send chocolates? Make mixtapes?
Mixtapes? Playlists, Grandpa.
All right, no, none of that. Here's what I want you to do. Nothing. For the next month, I want you to have no contact whatsoever. Do not call, do not text, nothing. Don't see each other until the next time we meet. Now, Faith, I'm aware that you and Sally have the kids to manage, but when you pick them up or whatever, no going in the house.
That's a funny assignment. Are you sure?
Absolutely. No contact at all. Live your life as if the other person does not exist, like they never did. You're just you now. You're not half of a couple. You're single. Start that part of your life and see how it fits. Can we all do this?
No metal bands, no vegan lectures. Oh, golly, it'll be tough.
No whining about my clothing. Oh, it'll be awful.
It's not going to be that different.
Then you should be fine. You can have the kids on weekends.
I'll tell Tom. I'm sure he'll be fine with it.
You think he'll notice?
What?
All right. You all know what to do. Live your lives like you were never married or never will be again. This was a hard session tonight, but a good one. You can't fix a problem that you don't admit you have. And I think most of you made progress with that today. So 1 month, and then we'll see you back here. I think that's it then.
Okay, see you, Faith.
No, you won't.
See you later, Dorian Gray.
Got the last word in, didn't you?
Are you all right, Cynthia?
I'm fine. It's all fine.
Wow, rough night. We'll see who comes back in a month.
Nevin?
Yeah,
hey, can I talk to you?
Sure.
Can I meet you? The red dot bar on Fifth, do you know it?
Oh, yeah, I do. An hour?
Perfect. Bye now.
Bye.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Am I the first one here? I am the first one. Hopefully not the only.
Hi, it's Sally.
Hi, Sally. Welcome. How are you?
I'm okay. Fine, I guess.
Good. Great. Good month?
Interesting.
Hello, all.
Hello, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm well. I am. It's been an interesting month.
Well, good. Interesting is good.
Hello?
Hi, Faith. Where are you? Are you outside?
I am. I'm at a little park. Is that all right?
Well, as long as you can hear things, I suppose it's all right.
I'm good.
So who are we waiting for?
Hello, all.
Well, hello. You look nice, Nevin.
Oh, I thought I'd dress up a little. Hi, honey. What's with the hat?
What's wrong with it, dude?
Nothing. Not a thing. It looks nice.
It's Thomas. Good to see you all.
Well, you look familiar.
Yeah, right. I can't place you.
All right, folks. That's good. It's nice to see you, Thomas. I'm glad you could make it.
Well, I am too. I truly am. I don't see Cynthia here.
I'm sure she'll be along soon. So why don't we just go ahead and
get... Hello, everybody! Sup, sup, sup! You know, like, what's up? Sup!
Cynthia, I'm glad you could make it.
Dr. Mercer!
Cynthia, is that wine you're drinking?
Ooh. I'm sorry, it is.
Why are you drinking wine?
We're out of vodka.
Well, we don't usually like to have people drinking during our sessions.
Hey, look, it's a surprise guest. Hiya, Tommy.
Sin, are you okay?
Right as rain. I'm good to go. Gotta take that, Tommy boy. Big important call.
No, I'm fine. I'm here.
Holy devotion to marriage, Batman.
Okay, we're just going to plow forward. I want to hear from each of you about how your month was. Who wants to start?
Ooh. Yeah, I'll go. It was a roller coaster. Say what? Roller coaster. Oh gosh, at the beginning of the month, I was kind of sad. But you know what? It got better. Yeah. It did. I needed something to do, so I took your advice, doctor, and I contacted a lawyer of my own.
You what?
Very interesting.
Please, Sin, let's slow this down. Let's talk.
Oh. Okay, talk. Talk! I'm all ears.
I mean just the two of us.
These are my friends. We have no secrets. That's why it's called group therapy. So, shoot.
Sam, this is not how we should be handling this at all. It's just...
You don't make the goddamn rules, Tommy boy. Now, if you want to say something, spit it out. Otherwise, I'm going to go get another glass.
Okay, all right, okay. Cynthia, I've been doing a lot of thinking. Now, I know I've let you down. I know I haven't been there for you, and I've let my career take over our lives. I've been selfish and distant. I want to make it up to you. Can you let me try? Can you give me another chance? Just give me a week to prove it to you. I'm on my knees here. Come on.
No, you're not.
What?
You're sitting in a chair.
Well, I was being metaphoric.
Hey, metaphors!
Okay. Is that better?
It's a step in the right direction.
Whoa, ease up, girlfriend. The guy's begging you.
Oh, that's not begging. You're gonna see some begging.
Okay, let's pause on you two.
Ah, come on! This is just getting good.
Cynthia, just please, give me a week. 1 week, and you'll see.
A week. You want a week? That's interesting. Isn't that interesting, Nevin?
It's fascinating.
You have to wonder what's going to happen in a week that should have already happened, right? I mean, we've been married for 16 years. A week? It's a poser. It's interesting. Yeah, let me think about that.
Let's come back to you. Barbara, how was your month?
It was interesting. I decided that maybe I'd look up that band we went to see. Maybe I should open my mind a little. So I got some of their music, bought some weed, and sat down.
Weed.
Oh, the delivery guy always reeks of it when he shows up. Money talks. Oh, I haven't had weed since the late 80s. But I settled in, fired up some dank, and had a listening party.
And?
Well, I'll say this, it's better high.
Many things are.
Barbara, tell the group why you think this was a good thing to do.
Well, I thought about what you said. I actually did. And I thought about all of us here.
And what did you decide?
I got to thinking about our friends, Jeff and Naomi. Jeff passed last week. And Jeff was... he was happy. Because he had done what he wanted to do. He looked at his life, said goodbye, and he was loved. He was able to look at the big picture and not just some of the petty details. When Nevin started doing all these things, the pork pie hat, it felt like he was rejecting us. Like he wanted to hang with the other team. But really petty details, right? So then I thought, well, maybe I should be more like Jeff. If this is what makes Nevin happy, is it really important that I slam him for it? Important to who? To me, to my ego, to my controlling of things? I mean, I do hate those tattoos. Oh my God, I do. An eagle on a Harley? But really, what's the big deal? Who am I to be the fashion police? I surrender.
Nevin?
Honey, Babs, I'm sorry. It's funny, I got involved with a case this week and that made me think about us, about you. I missed you. You know, I think I lost it there for a while when Jeff told us that he was dying. Well, it knocked me sideways. I thought, hey, you're no spring chicken either, Nevin. We're all here on a day pass. Are you content? Did you do everything? Would you be as cool as he is? Nope, I wouldn't. I would not. So
I went a little crazy. I thought maybe I could get back some time, cheat my age, and do a few things that I'd missed. I thought I could work out and look young. Let me tell you, you can't work out that much. And my clothes, the tattoos, I'm sorry. I really am. Look, I'm wearing a suit and tie. I look my age. Whatever you want.
Barbara?
I don't want you to look your age. I just want you to be happy we're married. No regrets.
It was the best day of my life. It still is. No regrets.
Why don't you two take a moment? Sally, can we hear from you?
This month was very hard, harder than I thought it would be. Thought I'd have all this free time, and I did, lots of it, and I didn't like it. I don't know if it means anything to you, Faith, but I missed you terribly.
It means everything to me. I missed you too.
Well, I can't say things will be different. I can't say that we'll suddenly be all on fire for each other.
I don't care. I'm not me without you. I'm not as good a version.
But the diapers and the insurance bills?
The diapers, the insurance bills.
The semi-annual vanilla sex?
I love the vanilla sex. The less, the better. I miss you and us so badly. I can't do better than you. I can't. Do you know where I am right now?
A park?
I am across the street. I'm stalking you. I am a dangerous lady snatcher, and you should call the police. Look out your window. Can I come back?
Dr. Mercer?
I'd like you to wait a moment. Let's finish this session first.
Okay, I got it. I'm cool.
I'd like to return to Cynthia and Thomas now. Thomas, I believe you were asking Cynthia for just 1 week to prove that you love her. I wanted to give Cynthia time to consider that, to consider whether she thought that was viable.
I hope she does. I hope that we can work this out. I think I've earned that much.
Earned it! Earned it!
Okay, this isn't going to sound very PC. I'm a terrible person, okay? But I'm a terrible person who's worked his ass off to give you everything. We've traveled the world first class. You belong to so many exclusive clubs. You go to your spa twice a week. And I've seen your closets. Imelda Marcos would be embarrassed. A new car every year, jewelry parties. I've denied you nothing. I've worked to give you that. And now, after all these years, all I'm asking for is 1 week. One damn week. That doesn't seem unreasonable.
Cynthia?
So all you're asking for is 1 week.
Yes, yes.
And yes. At the end of that week, if I'm not happy, then what?
Then we'll divorce. Do we have a deal?
And if we divorce, we just split everything in half.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. 50-50, is it a deal? Do I get my week?
A deal. A deal. Nevin, you are my lawyer. What do you think? Is this a good deal?
Wait, what? Nevin?
Hang on.
Is your lawyer?
I need to text something. Okay. So, that's done. Thomas, Last month, Cynthia retained me to do some research for her. I'm not really a divorce lawyer, but we have some killers in our firm.
And
as a preliminary move, they had some of the forensics investigators look into your finances.
You can't do that without my permission.
Actually, we can. Community property. All we needed was Cynthia's permission. Since everything is half hers, you do believe in community property, don't you?
Basically. What's this about?
Oh, hang on. I have to text someone else here. Okay. There you go. Two things are on the move. Good. Now, where were we?
Thomas, he was saying how much he loves community property.
That's not what I said.
One at a time, please. Nevin, you seem to be a part of this conversation now. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. We were talking about community property. Well, you know, you're not going to believe this. I found it incredible. But do you know that sometimes when people are going through a divorce, they try to hide assets from each other? Yes, it actually happens. Unscrupulous people try to set up untraceable offshore accounts to avoid sharing huge sums of money. The Cayman Islands is famous for that stuff, mostly for tax cheats, but it also does a nice business during divorces. What happens is that, let's say we have a spouse who wants a divorce but doesn't want to split everything evenly. Well, that complete jerk sets up an account and transfers his assets to those accounts.
These bad, bad, dirty, dirty accounts.
Yeah, let the record state that hereafter, these shall be known as the bad, bad, dirty, dirty accounts. But the only problem is that it takes a little while for a foreign government to accept that transfer and for all of the records and tracks to get covered up. Not a long time, really, once all the paperwork is done. It just takes about a week.
A freaking week! A freaking weekend!
Wait, I have the right to put my money wherever I want. That's between the IRS and me.
Which is why we alerted them to it. And once you've started a divorce proceeding, hiding assets is indeed a felony.
I didn't start it.
Oh, O'Malley and Driver? O'Malley and Driver, attorneys at freaking law. You filed!
I did some preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. There's someone. I'll be right back.
Gosh, I wonder who that could be.
Dr. Mercer, has this ever happened in a session before?
No. No, it hasn't.
Should we leave them alone?
Well, that is probably the ethical thing to do. But screw it. I have to see how this turns out.
What is this?
Those are divorce papers. You've been served.
Cynthia.
Served up like a chicken dinner after church on Sunday.
There's also a subpoena in there to disclose all financial transactions that you've engaged in and a cease and desist to stop any other moves. It's interesting. Upon early discovery, we've noticed some large outlays to a company that you've acquired. Tiffany Holdings. It seems to do nothing. It has no output.
but it has great put out.
I think this conversation is over.
We'll see you at the disposition.
Deposition. Right. We'll see you then. How did I do?
Damn! You kicked his ass to Borneo!
I hope I never need a divorce lawyer, but if I did...
You won't need one.
Excuse me, there's someone at my door now. Nevin, do you know what this is?
I do.
Is it a subpoena?
It's not.
Okay, I'll be back.
Well, this has been an interesting session. I may do a paper on this.
Hey, doctor, how's our time?
I think we're about done.
Nevin.
Do you remember from the first date?
I do.
You forgive me. You know, for being a... What's the word I'm trying to look for?
Asshole.
Yeah, I think that's it.
You may be an asshole, but you're my... Oh, wait, that doesn't really work.
Well, this was interesting. Before we call it a day, I'd like to wrap up with those cards again. Last time we did it, I wanted to get a baseline as to where you all were emotionally. Things have changed so much now. I'd be interested to see what your reactions are. Are we all set? All right. Faith?
The sun through the clouds.
Sally?
The sun through the clouds.
Barbara?
Oh, the sun through the clouds.
And Cynthia?
The sun through the clouds with the mimosa.
Okay, and Nevin?
Jeffrey Dahmer in a sundress. Okay, puppy.
Sorry, Doc. I have to go.
You know, we can do this next time. If there is a next time.
Doctor?
You should get that. Nevin, Barbara, what are your plans?
Well, I thought maybe dinner somewhere. Maybe go down to the Riverwalk. And we can see where chemotherapy is playing. Nevin?
Whatever you say.
Great. I like this. We're skipping the chemotherapy part. Thanks, doctor.
Yeah, thanks, doc. I hope we don't see you again.
Cynthia, are you all right?
I'm great.
Do you feel like you did the right thing?
Doctor, after you said that thing last time about how we have to surrender, how we have to lose to win, I realized that's been my whole marriage. Tom married a loser so he could win all the time until he got bored with it. But he never ever came my way. He always had to win. Always. Well, not this time. Thanks, doctor. I'm out. Oh. That was supposed to be my big exit. Oh.
Oh, well, that was an interesting session. I'm going to have to think about that. Hey, honey. How are you doing? Me? Good. Great. Hey, tell you what. You want to meet up for dinner somewhere? Have a date? Yes, a date. Anywhere, you pick. I love it. See you there at 6. Love you. Ooh, new group coming in 5. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
End of play.